This exhibition was created by the Polish History Museum in Poland in partnership with the Karski Educational Foundation and support from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Poland. I would like to thank the Consulate General of the Republic of Poland in Los Angeles, as well as locally the University of Washington libraries, especially Professor Michael Biggins, who is
looking for a computer for us.
Go to the group of volunteers who dedicated their time and expertise to the project. The exhibit will not happen, would not happen without their help. Right now, I would like to introduce a historian, Professor Jakub Tyszkiewicz, who is the Polish Studies lecturer at the University of Washington. And this quarter, he is teaching the Polish history in Polish films, which sounds very interesting. Professor Tyszkiewicz will say a few words about Jan Karski's mission. Welcome, Professor Tyszkiewicz.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear me now? Okay. I'm not going to present the live mission of Jan Karski due to the fact that today we have here an excellent exhibition which shows everything in details, gives a very good view on his mission and life. However, I would like to put stress on some important points which I think should be stressed when we consider Jan Karski's life and mission. First of all, I would like to mention that Jan Karski was born in Łódź, a very beautiful and very nice town in central Poland. The town which before the war was a multicultural heterogeneous city in which Poles, Jews and also Germans lived together peacefully until the outbreaking of the Second World War in 1939. Moreover, Jan Karski was part of the young Polish intelligentsia, new group of young educated people who raised together with the Second Republic of Poland, which was reborn in 1918, and who thought about a new democratic state in which would be multicultural democratic country in Central Europe. Please remind me that Poland before the war was a multicultural country. One third of Polish population were minorities. Without any doubt, that was the reason why the young Jan Karski immediately joined the army when Germany invaded Poland in 1939 and also took part actively in the Polish independent underground. And he became a courier which was sent from the occupied territory of Poland to the Polish government in exile, legal Polish government in France, and later after the collapse of France in Great Britain in London. Simply without any doubt, that were the reason why he also decided to start such a dangerous mission, going to the Warsaw Ghetto twice and see what happened, what atrocities were made by Nazis to Jews in capital ghetto, and also visit the transit camp for Jews who were later sent to death factory, a Nazi death factory in Belgrade. However, I would like to stress that the mission of Jan Karski was not a mission of one man. Simply, it wasn't possible without help of Polish underground and also of Jewish underground. Simply, in Karski, in order to get to London and send an information about the atrocities made by Nazis on Jews, had to be helped many unknown people from Polish underground who simply risked also his life in order to allow Karski to safely go to London. They were also, Karski and his friends were of course persecuted by Gestapo, the Nazi secret police, and simply many of Karski's friends also vanished in Gestapo prison in Warsaw and other towns in occupied Poland. Moreover, of course, the mission of Karski wouldn't be possible without help of Jewish resistance. I also would like to stress that during that time, Polish and Jewish resistance collaborated together against Nazi Germany occupation of Poland. Karski was sent with his mission to raid leaders of Allied Western powers, to Ministry Eden of the Great, Foreign Minister of the Great Britain, but especially to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his advisors in the White House. I also would like to stress that it was a decision made by the Polish government in exile in London, who wanted to show, show allies what atrocities were made by Germans on the territory of occupied Poland against the Jews. So Karski visited, as you know, Roosevelt and his advisors. Unfortunately, they couldn't believe in such a situation. They couldn't believe that such horror could be done in the occupied Poland. So, according to Karski, till the end of his life, he considered his mission as a failure. But fortunately, Karski's mission was not a failure at all. Simply, partly thanks to the great French director and his great documentary, Shoah, in which Karski also was presented, and his very, very emotional presentation was also shown. His mission became known to the world. Shortly afterward, he became one of the writers among the nations. And he, Karski also gets his degree in Yad Vashem Institute in Jerusalem. But also he became known all over the world. And Karski's mission became known also here in the United States. I think that the best sign of it is the decision made by the President Barack Obama in 2012, when the posthumously Jan Karski was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And I would like to cite Mr. Obama's words at the end, which I think the best shows the idea which Karski sacrificed himself. Jan Karski illuminated one of the darkest chapters of history, and his heroic intervention on behalf of the innocent will never be forgotten. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me to open the exhibit today. It's my great honor to be here and to say a few opening remarks. The world knew today's exhibit, Jan Karski's Mission to Humanity, shows that Karski informed the Western leaders not only about the Nazi atrocities, but he took this message to the Allies personally. Yes, the world knew. Yet, the Allied leaders were skeptical that Nazis would attempt such unbelievable atrocities, and requests for help largely fell on deaf ears. Years later, Karski recalled how dispirited he was and how much he felt that despite meeting all important people, his message seemed of no importance. For years after the war, Karski remained silent. It was not until 1978, after a famous interview with Claude Lanzmann, who was a French resistance and a fighter and filmmaker, that Jan Karski broke his silence. And since that time, he became a powerful voice for Holocaust education. His wartime testimony over time was proven right, and the failure to act by the Allies has been shown to be of great moral failure. Jan Karski is an inspiration for all of us, and his legacy and testimony to moral values, standing up against an evil and advocating for the oppressed, especially in times of great danger, remains so true in our times. Karski's mission was courageous, his testimony powerful, and the moral standards he set for himself and for others were of highest order. Indisputably, he became humanity's hero. President Clinton praised Jan Karski, and I quote, "A decade before Professor Karski began his remarkable tenure at Georgetown School of Foreign Service, he was already teaching by the power of example, with lessons of heroism, resilience, and uncompromised leadership. All freedom-loving people around the world should know Karski's story." End quote. It is my distinct honor and pleasure to declare today's exhibit open. Thank you for coming.